and removing the violence out of the hills. This man's been shot at several times. He's risked his life to try to protect other people that are trying to live here in peace, and that's why I gave him the credit that is deserved. Yes, is it controversial? Yes, but I'm not afraid of that. What I want to be honest and say that this guy deserves that recognition.
Thank you for your response, but I want to point out one thing about myself personally. I've been in law enforcement. In a moment. They all went in order, and now I'd like to respond. That's how it works. I've been in law enforcement. I have a lot of understanding of where you guys are coming from, but I'm not seeing understanding why there's so much impetus on having credibility with the federal government. I don't see how come we or you and your positions don't recognize that your responsibility is to our community more so, because my friend Les Crane was murdered, would love to have had an officer protecting him from that tragedy. Now, he wasn't killed because he grows marijuana. He was killed because he had money, you know, or whatever reasons. And there's a lot of questions to that. Why aren't there more answers to that whole thing? And is that really in your best interest to find answers to that?
Is that directed at me,
I would assume? You can each take one, but you most recently responded. I'd like to maybe have Tom respond first, and then we'll have you come second.
Les Crane was an absolute path maker. He and I disagreed on many things, but you know what? We had an opportunity to talk about a lot of things. And to say he pushed the envelope was like saying it's a warm day outside. It's hot outside. And Les Crane pushed the envelope. And I guess that you have to commend it to someone who believes in something so much. Whether or not I agree with him or not, he believes in so much, he affected change in Mendocino County. His death was a tragedy. Unfortunately, it's unsolved. And I'll say this for our detectives. They're incredibly working on it. I want to assure the community that because it was a homicide of a person that was dealing with medical marijuana, it was not put on the back burner. To solve Les Crane's homicide would be an